Hey mama, do you want to balance maintaining your home, cooking, cleaning, all the things you have to do as a stay-at-home mum whilst being present with your family? Do you find yourself up late at night, scattered, thinking about all the things you didn't get done and so need to do tomorrow? Is your greatest desire for your littles to know and love Jesus? Hey, I'm Elise. When I became a mum, I felt overwhelmed and wished that I could just stay on top of everything. I wanted to be there for my family, and yet all these things still had to get done. I was worried that I would spend this time too busy and miss it, until I found the secret, partnering with God even in our home life. In this podcast, you will find tactical tips for homemaking, help for your low-tox journey, as well as biblical parenting so that you will find God's joy and experience His peace in motherhood. Welcome to Wholesome Mama. It's time to go grab your cup of tea, reheat it because you know, and let's get into today's episode. Hey there, Mama. Today on the podcast, I wanted to talk to you about the idea of balance, the idea of never feeling like as a mum that you have time to yourself, have time for your own needs, have time for you to be alone with Jesus. And if you are part of our Facebook group, our beautiful Facebook community, then I love that community, and I love the conversations that are coming out of it. And if you are not, then make sure that you come and join us. I'll pop the link in the show notes. But one thing that I can get to know you, who you are, who my beautiful listeners are, who you on the other side of this, who you are, I ask a few questions when you are joining the Facebook group. And one question is, what is something that you are struggling with? What is something that you are trying to figure out? What is hard for you in this motherhood season? And I'm not going to lie, that is where I get a lot of my podcast episode ideas, a lot of my Instagram content from, because I want to know how I can best help you. And so I love when you share with me, and it's amazing because so many like common themes come up. But I wanted to share what one beautiful mum said, just one sentence or two sentences that she shared when she was talking to me. Well, when she was answering those questions. And she said, my other struggle is sometimes I feel like I can't get anything done when I give all my attention to my son and feel tired by the end of the day. And then there's a lot of like, my biggest struggle is not getting time alone, was from another mum. I'm trying to figure out what to do and when and how to find time for my own needs, including time with Jesus. How can I slow down and take, this is all what you're telling me that you're struggling with. So let's talk about it. I want to be able to slow down and take it all in. Life seems so busy and passing by. I'm trying to just get in the groove of all these tasks. I want to keep calm, keep organized, and have time for the kids. I want to make happy memories, balance. I want to be able to enjoy the moments with my kids and not think about the pile of laundry that is waiting for me. So there's this common theme coming up. So let's talk about time. How do we balance our time between being intentional and being there for our kids, having that time, the one-on-one time or one to two or three or four or however many kids you've got time. But even in that, right, so time spent with our kids and then time spent one-on-one with each child and then time for ourselves to, you know, shower by ourselves, to do what we need to do, to sit and read a book, to do our hobbies, to do what we need to do to fill our cup up, time with our husbands, time with God for us to fill our spiritual cup up, to make sure that we are being refilled. It's all these needs are pulling at us. And it's this constant struggle, but I don't even want to say struggle. It's just this constant tension, we'll call it, between needing to do the laundry, needing to do the dishes, the house needs to be cleaned. How can we practically, day to day, week to week, month to month, how can we balance it all? Can we have it all? Can we do it all? And there's a few factors that I want to look into this, and one being to know the season. So there's lots of different seasons when it comes to motherhood and being a mum, from newborn with one child or to even like pregnant and then newborn with one child and then toddler season and then second baby season and then third baby season. And then now I'm entering this new season where none of my kids are really babies anymore. In fact, my youngest, who's now three, so yeah, really not a baby, but because she's our last, I kind of want her to stay a baby some days. But she will remind me constantly, I'm not a baby anymore, Mum. I'm a big three-year-old girl now. Okay, yes, yes, you are. That's right. But I have learned in that to appreciate what comes with this new season of, yeah, part of me mourns and grieves that I no longer have a baby on my hip. So if you know me personally and you see me with a random baby on me, I do that. I, especially at church, I will like, who's a mum who needs me to hold their baby while they go to the toilet or something? Anyway, side note. But I've learned to seek the goodness in the season that's changing, that, okay, now the demands of my kids are different because we're in different seasons. We're now, my son is in school, my second born, our middle child, she's going into school, and our youngest is still home with me every day, but we're not in baby land anymore. But it also means that there's this new independence. We can get out and do things a lot easily. I don't need to take a pram. I don't have a baby in nappies. I don't have a baby having bottles. There's different seasons. And while we can miss things about seasons, it's so important to not get caught up wishing back to what was or trying to quickly get to what's ahead. Like, oh, I can't wait to have all the kids in school because then I'll have so much more time, because it will come quickly and then we'll miss them. So there's a thing of knowing what our season is. And in that, and I think that this is what's important with this idea around seasons, in this concept of seasons, we need to know what is serving us and our family and our kids in that specific season. And this includes looking at our calendar and looking at what we are filling up, the 24 hours that we have. What are our priorities as a family? What's my priority as a woman who is called by God? What's my priority in that? What is our priority as a married couple, as a unit? What is our priority as a family? And is our calendar reflecting that? Or am I filling up my calendar with too many things that aren't actually God things? They might be good things, but they're not actually God things. And so that I don't have time, so that I then don't have the energy or the mental capacity to do what God is calling me to do, including being a intentional present mum to my kids in this season. So I just want to sort of start with that as the foundation for decluttering your calendar, which then leads into how to manage my time better. Because time, particularly time by yourself, isn't going to accidentally happen. You need to make it happen. You need to be conscious of your calendar, and by a calendar, your day-to-day activities, so that you do get that time in to fill your cup up. Otherwise, what happens, what life looks like when we don't, is that we will live in survival mode, putting out fires when they arise, do this, basically running around chasing our tails, get home. Oh, what's for dinner? It's 4 o'clock. I haven't figured out dinner. Okay, I'll try and throw something together. Okay, let's get the kids to bed. Kids get to bed, and then we're too tired to even have a conversation with each other, let alone actually do anything else. And I don't even just mean intimacy. I mean have like an actual conversation, quality time of like playing a game or doing something together. That is what life looks like when you are living in survival mode, chasing your tail, not keeping up. So how then, how do we go from that to being able to juggle? How can we get all the tasks done that need to get done, plus time alone, plus time with God, plus all the things that need to happen? How do we balance it? And I think the thing to remember with balance is that we look at balance as everything is perfect all the time. Having everything in balance, finding this elusive balance in our minds can sometimes be perfection, meaning that nothing is slipping. And so I look at balancing things in motherhood as more of a the spinning the plates. Like we've got, bear with me, okay, this is the image in my mind because this just works for me. We're spinning the plates. It's not that we constantly have every plate spinning in perfect position, perfect speed, nothing's tipping. That's not what balance to me looks like, because that is unrealistic. I'm never going to attain perfection in either in the quality time with my children, my husband, my relationship with God, and keeping the task done, and doing all the bits and pieces that I have to do. So the things that I do is I go, okay, like I said before, what are your priorities? So what plates are my priority at the moment? At the moment, for me personally, my plates, my priority plates are always my relationship with God. That's always my number one plate that I want to keep on spinning. No matter how lopsy it gets, I don't even know if lopsy is a word, but no matter how lopsy it gets, that plate has to keep spinning. My relationship with my husband, that's number two. That has to keep spinning. My being a mum and having relationship with my kids, that's number three. They are my top three. So they will always be my priority. And so I will check in on myself and go, and I will generally feel it in myself that I will get a bit snappy, that there might be more tension between my husband and I, that the kids might be getting on my nerves a bit more. And I'll check myself and go, I've been so caught up in doing these other plates that aren't part of these three that I'm neglecting one of these or two or three of these priority plates. And so in that, I need to always be intentional and be okay to have those conversations with myself of, I need to actually let the house go a little bit, or I'm actually not okay. Last week there was no podcast episode. You may have noticed, you may not have noticed, but there was no podcast episode because I just had to, and it's the first time or maybe the second time in nearly 4 years that I have had to let a week go that wasn't between Christmas and New Year's. I don't do I do a few weeks off around Christmas and New Year's, but for just a, this is too much, life is hard right now. We've had a lot of things come up. There's a lot of attacks, a lot of business things, that have come up. So if you are a praying mum, I had no plan to do this, but I would actually love your prayers because I am in a fight for this business that it's almost a ministry. I don't even classify this as a business. I classify this as a ministry. And there is a fight happening. Anyway, I'm not giving up because I know that God is not done with this yet. But just so you are aware, it's not always just easy and nice things happening. There's real life happens on the other side of these podcasts. Anyway, so that was a plate that I just had to let go. The last 2 weeks, I did basically no podcasts, no posting on social media, because we had a lot of other plates that needed to. So that plate I just went, okay, you know what? You're spinning, you're okay, but I just need to let you be for a minute because I need to focus on these other plates that are my priority that are getting a little bit too, a bit too lopsy. And so I know that's a funny visual, but that for me is how that works for my brain. And that you may really resonate with that, or you may have another way that you can visualize that. But for me, having plates spinning, so my relationship with God, my relationship with my husband, my relationship with my children are my three priorities. Then number four is my day-to-day life of keeping my house. And these aren't really like the top three sort of in order. And then there's just like what else I keep spinning. So my house, and that's important to keep going because as you've probably heard me talk about before, we live in our house. We set the atmosphere for our home. We are the ones, if you're a stay-at-home mum like me, then you are the one who is doing the laundry and doing the cleaning and the vacuuming and all the things. And that's fine. That I'm honored to do that. I'm thankful that I get to do that. But also if I let that go too far, then I mentally start to feel like I can't cope. So that is one that I keep going as well. And then we've got like our church commitments, our sport commitments, all these other sort of commitments that we've got. And then of course my husband's got his business. I've got my business side of things. So there's a lot of plates spinning. And so it's not that, as I said, it's not that every plate is spinning at perfect speed all the time, not tipping, not tilting, and this is how I live the rest of my life, and it's just perfect balance. We're not going to get there. So to me, it's more like, okay, I'm spinning these plates. Okay, that one over there is starting to get a bit lopsy. That's actually really important, and I need to fix. So I'm just going to focus on that to get that plate back up. And that can mean, as I said, that can mean putting something else on hold or going, okay, I'm focusing on here for a minute. I'm actually not going to worry about keeping up with the laundry because my son is really struggling at school and that needs to be my priority. I need to make sure that he's okay, or my daughter's health or your health or your husband's health actually needs to be our priority this week. So everything else can keep spinning, but this is the one that I'm focusing on. So what does that look like though in day-to-day life? Like we still need to spend time with the kids. We still need to actually get the laundry done. How do we do that? And this is where I love having a boundaries around my calendar. I have a calendar that has boundaries. My time has boundaries. And that is not to be rigid. That is not to be rude. I have lots of time for people, lots and lots of time for all these other things. But it means that I'm clear on my priorities, on what I want to do, how I want to be spending my time, so that I have time booked in I know when my husband and I are going to have a date night. I know when each day I'm going to do my Bible reading and devotional time. I have time booked in, and so that if something comes up that crosses over with date night, no, sorry, I can't. We're busy that night. And they're locked in. And so even to the point of each week, I'll look at my week ahead at each day and go, okay, this is what I'm doing this day. This is what we're doing this day. Okay, we've got Connect here. We've got Mums and Bubs here. We're doing this. We're meeting this friend here. Okay, well, I know that I also need to deep clean the bathrooms this week. So what day am I going to do that? And this is the thing, this is where having home rhythms comes so in handy, because you don't have to spend so much time thinking about the little things like laundry. I'm just now in a habit of the laundry gets done, because I'm in this habit of my laundry routine, my laundry rhythm, where I put it on the night before to finish in the morning. So I have a delayed timer, or you could just do it as part of your morning routine. And then I hang it out, because in Australia, we hang our washing outside on the line. Or if it's raining, I put it in the dryer. And then I fold it back off the dryer, fold it out of the dryer, off the line, and then I go and put it away. That just happens for me now. It's like a habit. I've worked on it, and that just happens. So I know that the laundry happens. The laundry just happens now, and it's so nice to get to a point. And so if you are feeling like you are knee-deep in laundry, know that it can happen where you get to this point. And I've got so many episodes on home rhythms. If you're new, just scroll on back, or I'll put some in the show notes for you. But this is why I so advocate for setting up these home rhythms, because they're like little habits to help you get the bathroom clean, to help you get the kitchen clean and have a clean kitchen at the end of the night. Your kitchen is clean, so when you come out in the morning, you're coming out to a fresh, clean kitchen, which already takes some of the overwhelm and stress away. There's no like secret, okay, well, if you spend 20 minutes with each kid, like, Then do this. I don't want to tell you how to structure your day in an hour by hour or like minute by minute form, because the way that it works for me is not going to be the same for you or the mum next to you or the mum next to you. But it's being aware of your season, being aware of your priorities, and having the ownership, I guess it is, over your calendar. And that can even sound overwhelming, but just over the day-to-day activities, to make sure that you've got time booked in. And if you're anything like I used to be, and you're thinking, Elise, that is so structured and rigid, then I just want you to try it, because I thought that, and I was like that too. I felt like, if anyone ever said routine to me, I like, nope, I don't do routines. I don't like routines. I don't like being boxed in. But there's actually so much more freedom and time to enjoy life when you have this idea and realistic expectations about doing things, about when you're going to spend time with your kids. And then you're not getting to the end of the day exhausted, burnt out, feeling like you're just crawling into bed making it. So I hope that has helped you and encouraged you today. And I would love to hear from you. If it did, you can reach out on Instagram or send me an email. Or if you haven't taken 30 seconds, I would be honored if you could leave a 5-star review of the show. That way this show can get found by many other mums out there who are needing help in the midst of motherhood. So be blessed, mama, and I will see you again next week for a new episode.
Well, that wraps up another episode, and I pray that you were blessed by today's conversation and really got something out of it for you to take into your motherhood this week. If you did get something out of today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review so I know that you're loving the show. You can also come and chat on Instagram. The handle is @wholesomemama. And don't forget, we have a Facebook community too with mums just like you who are in the trenches of mothering littles. So come and join us over there as well. The link for everything is always in the show notes. Have a beautiful week, mum. Be blessed, and I will be with you next week.